Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Good afternoon and welcome to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. We are honored to be in the studio today with you this afternoon, our listening family. Jody White is here with me, Michelle Biaggi, and we will be your co-hosts for the next hour. We'd like to also welcome in the studio with us Father Bill Faustner from St. Timothy as our guest.
Welcome, Father Bill.
Thank you.
And Father, we were wondering if you could just kick off this noon hour with leading us in a prayer.
Sure. Let us pray to the Mother of God in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father,
Son, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you, Father Bill. And just right off the bat, we said the Hail Mary, and it's such a beautiful prayer that Catholics share and say amongst each other. And there's so much of a misconception out there with the Blessed Mother and for our Protestant brothers and sisters. And I feel like Catholic Radio, the programming here on Catholic Radio, has really educated not only Catholics, but our Protestant brothers and sisters on who Mary is, the Mother of God, and how we pray with her, not to her. So if you have been inspired and learn more about our Blessed Mother based on the programming here on AM 820, call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And we are so excited to be here this Friday afternoon, Father Bill, Michelle, and myself, because it's Friday. We are full of excitement. We believe in the programming here. We want to keep it strong and alive because our faith is such a gift and needs to be celebrated with so many people. But with that said, we have goals, Father Bill. We have to hit these goals this hour. So we're going to put some challenges out there. We are hoping to hit a total number of gifts of 15. Sustaining memberships of 6. And a sustaining membership is $20 or more per month. Think about the folks that go to Tim Hortons, Starbucks. Let's say they probably spend $20 a week there.
Or a beer at Ohio State football.
There you go. One beer. Maybe one and a half for $20. Yeah. So there you go. If you're planning on having a beer or two tomorrow at the Buckeyes game down at the Shoe, can you call us now at 614-459-4820 and match that spin that you'll be doing tomorrow at the Horseshoe in supporting Catholic Radio? And I know we can hit these goals. We also want to put a huge plug out there for a leadership gift. This is how we keep the station alive. A leadership gift is $1,000 or more. And you will make a difference. You will keep the programming alive. You will help save souls. And we need your support. The beautiful thing this hour, we also have a special extra $100 for every gift that is made in the honor of anybody. So if you want to call from St. Timothy's and say, I want to make this pledge in honor of Father Bill, your gift will be matched for $100. So let's do it. Call us now, 614-459-4820. Father Bill, I got to ask you, what is your favorite programming here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio?
I like Father Ricardo a lot. He seems to be one of the favorites among our hearing, listening neighbors, and I think he does a nice job, and I highly respect his thought and his writings.
I couldn't agree more. How about you, Michelle?
Oh, same. In fact, I heard he's coming into town for an encounter ministry in early January.
He certainly is.
And I'm sure that will fill up. We have a lot of awesome priests coming in, Father Matthias Thielen and Father Ricardo. I mean, talk about a dynamic duo in the same room, same weekend.
You know, I feel like there's so many different ways to like fall in love with our faith. And, you know, there's different ways people like the delivery. Father Ricardo, I really feel like he's such a great entry point for folks. So if you want to share the station AM 820 and the programming that it has with friends, whether they're your Catholic peers or your parishioners at St. Timothy or in your neighboring parishes or your neighbor who may be a Protestant, that is such a great entry program to introduce them to, because he's just so welcoming and full of love, and his delivery is awesome. So I want to put a challenge out there for all of our listeners. We love your support. We love that you support us and listen to us every single day, and we feed the Catholic faith through you. But I want to put a challenge to ask a neighbor, a friend who is not currently a listener to tune in, because we would love to have and just expand this audience. So call us now, 614-459-4820, or you can donate online at stgabrielradio.com. Michelle, how do you share the good news of AM820 with your peers?
Well, it's easy, because all you have to do is tell them to tune in, and then the rest happens. In fact, I'm leading a study, two studies at St. Joan of Arc Parish, where I belong. One of them is Alpha Responding as Catholics on Tuesday night. And I've been talking about Father Ricardo and AM820 there, and how much it can grow your faith, because this is a group of curious people. They attended Alpha and they want to know more. And then I'm also doing Walking with Purpose with a group of women on Thursday mornings, and AM820 came up again, and we were talking about Father Ricardo and just tuning in. And of course, this whole week, the readings and the themes from Sunday have been forgiveness, and the talks at Alpha Responding as Catholics was on forgiveness. And his book in Heaven Starts Now, John Ricardo, talks about forgiveness in one of the first chapters, you know, get that forgiveness.
Absolutely, that's waiting down. And actually, speaking of that book, Michelle, Heaven Starts Now by Father John Ricardo, Everyone who becomes a leadership, who donates a leadership gift, will receive that book plus Breaking Opening the Bible from the Magnificat. So please, special bonuses that you get if you become a leadership donor, which we would love. I have a question for you, Father Bill. How about in your parking lot? Do you see a lot of AM820 bumper magnets?
Fair number. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to put a challenge out there, even for all of our parishes, not just for St. Timothy, but for my parish, St. Bridget, for St. Joan of Arc. I think we need to wear our faith with pride. Mm-hmm. Put it out there, because it's not just for yourself saying, oh, I'm a good Catholic, because that's not what I am. I strive to be, but you want to share this gift of the programming with others. So I want to put the challenge out, and I'd love for you.
Sure. No, it's amazing, not only on our own parking lot, but as I drive around town, I see 820 AM radio bumper sticker. And amazing, many times I do the grocery shopping for us on Fridays, and I go to Kroger up here in Henderson, and inevitably, just about every week, there's one or two cars that have their bumper sticker on. So as soon as I see something like that, I say, yep, they're one of ours.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
You know, which I think is a good thing. And it does, you know, in a very kind of low-key form of evangelizing and giving testimony to our faith. And to the radio station that, you know, we're so filled with an information world that, unfortunately, many times when it comes to our faith, a lot of people... there are laws. Where do I find out more about my faith or about Catholicism? And I think communication such as this is vitally important. And I think that's why the radio station has to be so relevant, you know, in what we say, what we proclaim, both in prayer and in study. So, you know, I hope, you know, that thrust, it keeps on going, you know, as it has been in the past. And continues with new and bright ideas and on how we can be in tune with the modern world.
I think you hit the nail on the head, and it is through programming like St. Gabriel Catholic Radio that does feed so many other Catholics and other Christians in this community. So if you feel the same, if you have been fed, we would love to hear the phones ringing, 614-459-4820, and we have an angel in the room, Michelle. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
You have an update for us, I've heard.
I do have an update. I would like to give a shout out to Sandy, who is an upgraded sustaining member.
Ooh, and hey, thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, she's from St. Paul's in Westerville. And her favorite thing about the radio is everything.
Awesome.
So you can't go wrong there when she loves everything. And up next we have Mary. So thank you, Mary. She's from St. Agatha, and she loves Father Ricardo and Father David Anders. And she is also a sustaining member, sustaining bronze member.
Awesome.
So thank you, Mary. And last, we have Lori, and she loves listening to St. Gabriel Radio on her iPad, and she just wants to say that you guys are all doing a great job, so thank you for her gift.
Thank you, Lori.
Oh, thank you, Lori.
And she brought up a good point. You can listen on your iPad. You can listen on your computer at the office. If you don't want to turn it off in your car, we have a gift here. You're able to feed it live from your computer. So again,
your phone?
Yes.
Put some headsets on. No one knows what you're listening to.
Or put it in your office. Be bold. Come on, Michelle. Depends where you are. No, it's awesome. You know what? There is such so many gifts. And Michelle, we are so grateful that you came in. Keep those updates coming because you are going to be our angel helping us to achieve that goal. Do you want to put a challenge out there?
Yes, I would just like anyone, if they feel a tug on their heart, just to give to this wonderful ministry. Just to do it, and whether it's small or large, just to give from your wealth of abundance of whatever you have to give. So that's my challenge for everyone who's listening.
Awesome. So as Michelle said, support us, call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
You know, one thing, if I may interject, many times if I'm driving around the city here on Sundays, and I tune in to see, you know, what's being said, you know, with Mass with Bishop Campbell, and throughout the day, it's all religious broadcasting as far as worship and scripture. And a lot of people, they don't have a place of worship, you know, and you know, I just encourage them, if they feel, as we used to express it, heartstrings on their heart, you know, to tune in, you know, and in some way join in the spirit of worship that 820 does offer.
That is awesome.
Oh, thank you, Father Foster. So all this talk about Father Ricardo makes me want to listen to him. What do you say, Jody?
Let's do it.
Should we put a little clip called To Be Christian by Father Ricardo? Listen in, please.
To say that I am a Christian does not at all mean that I am on the rolls of a church, or that I belong to a social organization, or that I take part in a club, or that I advocate certain causes in the world. That's not what a Christian is. To be a Christian is to be a man or a woman of faith. And faith, the Catechism tells us, to have faith means to cling to the person of Jesus. It means to adhere to him. It means for you and I to continually have our lives be measured by him, to be men and women who are in earnest about the pursuit of growing in holiness, of growing in conformity to him, who trust that he is in fact the way, the truth, and the life, and that what he says is the truth, and that he's not interested in, as we talked about last time, God is not at all interested in somehow restricting my freedom or limiting my happiness. He's interested in leading me to happiness and helping me to find true freedom. But that doesn't come from me just determining for myself what I am and am not going to do. That's not freedom, it's lawlessness. So if we are going to say that we are Christians, then it means some things. Scripture is very clear on this. Just to look at a couple texts real quick. Romans 12, we could look at texts all day long. Actually, let's start in Matthew. Matthew 7, starting in verse 21. Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven." In other words, not everybody just identifies themselves as a disciple. Not everyone who just mouths the words. "But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many great works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. I never knew you." There was no relationship. There was no friendship. There was no discipleship. I don't know about you, but I say, Lord, Lord, all day long. This is a bit of a terrifying passage for me to continually examine my life to make sure that it's not just a bunch of words that I'm mouthing, but a heart that is in conjunction with the words that I am saying. The words are easy. Once you get to a certain point, everybody knows you're a Christian, the words are easy. It's the life that measures up to the words, which is not so easy. Later on in the New Testament, in the book of Romans, or the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, "I appeal to you, therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice." What does a living sacrifice mean? It means to allow ourselves to be somehow consumed by God. That's a living sacrifice. To place ourselves on top of the altar, if you will, and to give everything back. Not to give an hour, to give everything back. To give my mind, my heart, my soul, my desires, my will, my intellect, my memory, my imagination, to give everything back to God who gave it all to me to begin with. That's a living sacrifice. And not out of some mere sense of obligation, but out of this great sense of joy. Lord, you gave me everything I have. How do I not trust you? You've sent your son for me. How do I not know that you are good? You have been merciful beyond measure. Why am I afraid? So to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Paul continues, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We're going to hear often the word repent. To repent, in its most literal sense, just means to change the way we think. Metanoia is the word in Greek. It means to think new, to no longer think with the mentality of this world, but to think with the mind of Christ. That's what we're entrusted with the task of doing, of putting on Christ's mind. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he writes, put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts. That's not just sexual. That's all sorts of lusts, huh? And be renewed in the spirit of your minds and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. There's this constant admonition in Scripture, especially in Paul's letters, of taking something off the old person, the old man, the old woman, and putting something on. And this is tough. I mean, this is really tough. So let's make clear right away when I'm talking about a situation like this, or we're looking at our own lives, when we say that we are disciples of Jesus, that is not at all to somehow stand in front of people and go, we are the flawless ones now. That's going to be the charge leveled against a certain mayor tonight as he speaks from a church. In all seriousness, there's going to be a number of people who are going to claim this man's in hypocrisy. But I don't know that. I have no access to his mind and his heart. I have no idea whether or not he has truly repented and has converted. None of us do, okay? But people will look and go, there's another fallen Christian. Well, that's what we all are. We're fallen Christians. It's not for me, at least in his interior, to be able to know whether or not he is truly sorrowful for what he has done. There are some things that, as a public servant, we would look for to ensure that he has, in fact, changed his ways and whatnot. But it's not for me to know what's in his heart. Only God has access to that. So in talking about what it means to be a disciple, there's a difference between those of us, which is all of us, who are sinners, who are simply frail, fragile, filled with concupiscence, which means we're inclined to be selfish and often give into it. There's a difference between that, that's all of us, versus somebody who is obstinate and defiant. So the person, us, me, who's in confession every 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully it's something there, I don't know how big it is, but there's something in me that's genuinely contrite, that I'm truly sorrowful for my sins. And by coming forward to acknowledge that, it's a way publicly of saying, I know that there's some work to do in me, no small amount of work to do in me.
Welcome back. Welcome to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. We are so glad you're listening today. And you know what? You might be out on your lunch break right now. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. It's 12:20, just about. And we are grateful that you're tuning in. And we would love to welcome you to this listening family, because it is because of you that we can keep the station alive. So we are asking for your support. Call us now, 614-459-4820. We just listened to an amazing clip, They Always Are, by Father John Ricardo. He can be heard every single weekday at 8 a.m. on this station. And if he's ever inspired you, if Father Ricardo has spoken to you, lit your fire of faith, and helped you grow in your faith, call us now because we need your support. 614-459-4820. And you know what? I'm sitting here in the studio with Father Bill from St. Timothy Parish and Michelle, my good friend, and it's a privilege to be with you guys both. And there's so many pearls in that clip. Always so many pearls. And every time I listen to any programming here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, there are pearls. And I'm sitting with Michelle, and she's got her adoration book in front of her, and she takes notes while she's in adoration, and it just sparks something for me. I'd like to put a challenge for all of the listeners out there. Have a little notebook in your car, and have your AM820 notebook. It's like your adoration book, and you can write down your pearls, your wisdom. These are tools that you're going to need when you are faced in this world. So again, as we prepare for today and we listen to all these clips and write notes, there's so much great stuff. But sometimes God just talks directly to you. So I want to put a challenge out there to like have a sticky note or sticky pads in your car when you're at a stop sign or when you get home and write them down, jot them down, and continue to be filled with the awesome programming here.
And often Father Ricardo mentions a book and I'll grab a piece of paper and I'll say, what was the name of that? And then I'll go home and Google half of what I remember and then I'll find it and I'll say, oh yeah, that's the book I should order. Jesus and Jesus and the Jewish roots of the Eucharist, or
There's always so many
pearls. Many things. But so if you have your paper handy and ready to go, then there's...
Jot it down.
There's no remembering like me trying to figure
But you know what? The beautiful thing is on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, there's a website, stgabrielradio.com, and you can find all the local programming always archived on the website. So really, if you do forget, we want you to be safe on the road. You can always not only call the station, but you can also go to the website and find some archives.
Well, another interesting point with Father Ricardo is he has he will give you the information. A lot of people have been saying to me lately, I just don't know how to defend our faith. Somebody asked me about why we do this, or why do Catholics kneel, or why do we pray the Our Father, and should we hold hands, should we not? He goes through all of that information, and having that notebook handy, being able to write down. And then also you can get his programming off of directly from stgabrielradio.com. You can pull up old podcasts or find out the number of it. I know I've written the studio before. I'm like, I loved what he said. What was the number of that again? And they'll always respond, tell you where you can find it, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's so much more than just live, which it is 365 days, 24 hours a day. 365 days, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So
God doesn't know time and space either, Jody.
No,
so
sorry.
We could just...
Thank you.
He stretches our days. When we give it to him, he stretches it and makes it 25.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. Father Bill, question for you. When you hear Father Ricardo talked about being consumed by God.
I think it's your willingness to go to be... one in which you wish to give your complete self to God. You know, like a fire eventually will consume whatever material is thrown into it, and you see the blaze around it. And I think that's how, you know, eventually God wants us to be like that, you know, log in the fire, to be consumed by the fire around it, to be consumed by God's love, to the point... You don't have to go around and preach about love. It already is shown forth from your very being on how you act. People, I think, will take notice to your actions, and they, you know, he acts differently from a lot of other people I know. And also, you know, consumed by God's love, or to be faith-filled, we use that term as well. So to have God ever present in your mind and heart. And, you know, to begin each day with the morning offering, ask God to bless your day, whatever you say or do. And I think that can help us to be conscious of what we say and how we act.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, how can God bless, you know, vulgarity or gossip that we do? And so I think that is a good reminder of, kind of put us on the straight and narrow, to have God ever present in our lives in what we say and do.
Beautifully
love
stated.
That. Yeah. I love it. And then I kept thinking of Jesus in the Sacred Heart, how his heart is consumed with fire and the flames. Mm-hmm. So he burns just to know us just as much as we want to yearn to know him.
This world is so hungry for something.
Mm-hmm.
And little do they know, it's Jesus. It's God. It's the love of our Father. They are hungering for something, something more. And that's why I love the programming here again on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, because it has fed me. I mean, I am hungry, and I just can't show up at Mass on Sunday and be filled. I mean, that is the ultimate peak of our Catholic faith, and it's who we are as Catholics. But this programming feeds you during the week, and it helps you just, again, you don't have to use the words. Use the words if you have to, but it helps me become, and it helps all of our listeners become better Catholic Christians.
You know, it comes to the point that... you're ever filled with God, that your ever awakening moment you wish to dedicate and give unto God. And you could probably aren't always consciously doing that, but subconsciously when you make that morning offering. And it carries with you throughout your life. You know, the simple form of the morning offering. When I went to school, you know, the Sisters of Mercy, who I had, you know, would teach us a prayer. They say a simple prayer to offer your day to God. And I have been doing that, you know, ever since. And I think, as you said, people are looking for something today. But unfortunately, a lot of our people, our Catholic people, are ignoring God. You know, they act like they don't need God. God isn't very relevant in their life. And unfortunately, they pass that on to their kids. You know, instead of parents raising the child in the ways of the faith, you know, and it's sad. I see here so many kids say that they don't go to church is because their parents don't go to church, you know? And I pity those poor young men and women because they have nothing substantial to hold on to when life becomes difficult.
You're so true. You know, that's so true. But you know what? I do have such hope, though. With all that said, I am seeing such a new, you know, just energy in the youth. And I know at your parish, I believe you have a new youth minister there.
Correct. Yes.
And there are a few more. And St. Immaculate Conception has a new youth minister as well, too. And I think there's so much energy and mm-hmm. hope that you're seeing through these new youth ministers. So I really think, and I have no doubt that kids come home from a Catholic youth summer camp and from these youth groups, and they're going to come to their parents and like, why aren't we going to Mass? And not in a condescending way, but really just challenging their parents. So that is my prayer as a mom. It's hard. I mean, it takes discipline, but the graces and the mercy that comes from practicing the faith mm-hmm. are intangible and forever.
I know when I was growing up, my father was Lutheran and my mother Catholic. You know, there was no discussion whether you're going to Mass. We went and that was it. Case closed.
You know, we're the parent, right?
Words to parent.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
Right, yes. And so I'm looking over, and the other Michelle has just joined us in the studio.
I see her
angel
wings
Michelle.
Flapping.
Woo-hoo! Yes, I have no wings. She has wings.
Yes, they even gave me wings. It's such an honor to be here. And I'm just here to give an update on our angel, our donations. And I would just like to thank all the people who have called and donated so far or emailed and donated. It's truly an inspiration to be here. I've only been here for like an hour and I can feel the faith. I can feel the generosity and it's a little slice of heaven mm-hmm. being here. So thank you guys so much for all your donations. And we have Nicholas and Judy from Westerville and they made a leadership donation. So
Woo!
Thank
Whoa!
You so
Woo!
Much.
Nicholas and Judy.
Nicholas and Judy.
I got the goosebumps. That is awesome. Let's keep it going.
Yeah. And next up, we have Jennifer from Westerville also.
Awesome.
And she upgraded her sustaining member bronze. So thank you so much. And she's donating in honor of Father Stephen Dominic Hayes, who helped her convert to Catholicism.
Oh, welcome. Awesome.
And to all the priests at St. Patrick's Church in Columbus. So thank you so much, Jennifer.
Welcome to Catholicism, Jennifer.
Yeah. Yes.
And lastly, we have Doug, who gave a gift, and he is giving his gift in honor for all of the head football coaches at the 7 Central Ohio Catholic schools.
Oh,
so
nice.
It looks like he's a football lover.
Which you can tune in live on yes. Friday nights for AMH20. You can listen
and
to
what a blessing yes. those mm-hmm. Catholic schools yes. are, too. So Amen. Thank you, Doug.
Awesome. Well, thank yeah. you so much. Do you have any more to share?
That's it for now.
Awesome.
But I just want to encourage,
encourage
everyone listening. If you want to give, maybe 10 people, give $20. That would be awesome. No gift is too small. So, yeah, if you're out there listening, we would love for you to call in to 614-459-4820. 614-459-4820. And see what you can give. So thank you so much, everyone.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Michelle. And you know, we do have goals this hour. We just want to refresh you all. We hope to hit a total number of gifts of 15. Within that, 6 sustaining members. And a sustaining member is donating $20 or more per month. We would love your support. We are so grateful for that one leadership gift, but we want 2. Or 3. Your mm-hmm. donation truly makes a difference. And we would love a business member. A business member is $50 or more per month with 100 messages for your company a year. Very inexpensive advertising, but the reward is huge. So call us now. And we have a bonus this hour. Every $100, or you will get it, we'll get an extra $100 for every gift made in honor of families, spouses, or youth. So I think that is absolutely phenomenal. We're talking about the youth of our church. And also, I have another challenge. I have a friend listening in the state of Delaware right now. Hi, Kara, and a friend, Denise, in Enon, Ohio. We have to realize that St. Gabriel Radio doesn't just reach Central Ohio. Mm. It can hit the airways. It can hit worldwide because of our online presence. But we need to make sure we share this with others. It doesn't have to be. We're not localized here in Columbus, Ohio. So let's share the word. I put a challenge. Anybody who's listening outside of Central Ohio, you want to continue listening, call us now to support us, 614-459-4820.
Why do we have anyone who's listening and near their phone or computer for Facebook, put that link, www.stgabrielradio.com, and tell them to listen live.
There you mm-hmm. go. Let's do it. Let's put the challenge out there and share it with your friends, your coworkers. We're on fire here. It's a Friday afternoon at the Fall Spirit Drive, and we need your support. So we're so grateful, but we have an awesome guest right now in the studio. We want to welcome Pete. Pete Love, you are from St. Joan of Arc, and we are so grateful that you are here today. It sounds like you came back to the faith from a health scare, and and your witness to your daughter's confirmation, and we'd be honored if you could share your story with us.
Sure. Thank you for having me. About 2 years ago, I had a stroke-like symptoms, numbness in the face, and spent an evening in the hospital. And, all the tests came back negative, but then switched doctors last year. And he was looking through my records and started asking me if I've had treatment for my brain aneurysm. And I said, well, it's the first I've heard of that. So it was just a little scary. He had advised me to go to a brain surgeon. And then, kind of waiting in between to get another MRI. It was just kind of nerve-wracking. You kind of start thinking about your life and, whether you've done the right things. Fortunately, it was false alarms, so nothing
praise
happened.
God.
But then, yes, also this past year, my daughter was going through confirmation, and she had questions for me that I couldn't answer, even though I went to Catholic high school. And that made me realize that I hadn't really given her enough spiritual guidance throughout her life, and needed to make a better commitment to go to church and to teach her about the faith.
That is beautiful. Exactly what we were just talking about earlier with Father Bill, like about the kids and like, and the beauty is with our faith, God is so merciful. He gives us second chances. We're still able to right the wrong. So how has Catholic Radio and AM 820 and the programming here filled you, helped your faith grow and bring it back to your family?
It's kind of interesting, but talking to folks at work about, faith, even though they may not be Catholic, and they start asking me questions, which just brought more questions, things like, why do we believe in purgatory, mm-hmm. things like that. And as dumb as it sounds, I actually was Googling things on the internet. There's a lot of misinformation out there. I just, maybe about 3 months ago, just was sitting at a traffic light, and the car in front of me had the 820 bumper sticker. And so I just tuned in.
That is awesome. Mm. So you're a new listener.
Yes.
And what a great spiritual leader you are being for your family. And really, the programming here on Catholic Radio does truly make a difference. And your story is inspirational. We are so grateful that your health is good and health as well. And your daughter has really made that difference in you. So what do you guys do as a family? Anything from Catholic Radio that you've learned that you've taken back to your family or that you feel has made the most impact?
I don't know if I've done a great job of taking things back to the family, but, it's definitely spurred conversation at home. I think when you spend your time in the secular world, you begin to think that certain things are okay, whether on TV or politics or whatever. And it's definitely, we definitely have some interesting conversations at work as well.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that your last name is Love. Pete, there probably you said you fell away from the faith a little bit, but just like your last name, Love, God was always there.
Yes.
He's always been with you, and you know that within your name, but he's always been with you. And that's where you just want to shout it from the rooftops. Even in those dark moments, those hell scares, loss of spouses, or whatever it may be, he is always there. So what a gift that your last name is Love. And we love having you here in the studio, and we could just hear your story over and over again, but we want to share it with others. So if you guys want to continue to hear the testimonies of others here, the great programming at Catholic Radio, we need your support. We want to hit our goals. We need you to call us now, 614-459-4820. We are going to take a quick break, but we will see you in a few.
I'm Brian Patrick, host of Morning Glory, and it's great to start the day with Catholic Radio. It puts us in a frame of mind where we're grateful for our lives and really seek God as the guide for everything we do throughout that day. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that have to be paid locally to keep it on the air. So when you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic Radio. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Andy on call. Home repair and remodeling projects. Not handy? Call Andy. On the web at andyoncallcolumbus.com. That's andyoncallcolumbus.com.
Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils is excited to celebrate their 25th anniversary by offering 25% off premium bulk and bagged mulch, topsoil, and leaf compost orders. Use code KB25 at kbcolumbus.com. or mention it to get the 25% off money-saving offer. Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils also accepts yard waste for recycling at all four locations. That's Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils, celebrating 25 years in Columbus. Call 614-43-MULCH or kbcolumbus.com.
Ever been out at a restaurant and noticed the people at another table all looking at their smartphones? The world has changed, and the majority of internet searches are now mobile. If you own a business, give RevLocal a call to review your strategy so you reach new customers. At RevLocal, we personalize digital marketing to help you reach the people who need you. RevLocal, an Inc. 500 company for the past 5 years. Learn more at RevLocal.com.
At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do, why we seek the best people and invest in the best equipment, so you can get better, so you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
If you've been in a group setting recently, you've probably heard a fair amount of despair. Some are proposing that the worldly leaders or a better system will solve our problems. The only true and lasting change is turning our hearts towards God. Let's band together and stand up for the faith and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week during our fundraiser. Your gift will keep the airways alive with the truth of Jesus Christ and His Church. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, Fall Spirit Drive.
Woo-hoo!
We are honored to be in the studio and sharing our day with you, listening, our listening family. Jody White and myself, Michelle Biaggi, are in the studio with our special guest, Father Bill, pastor at St. Timothy's.
Welcome, Father Bill.
Thank you.
This half hour, we'll be hearing another great clip from Deacon Burke Sievers on men as disciples. But ladies, it's still applicable. Please don't turn off right now. This is about becoming disciples and fishers of men and women and how you can go out there and really make a difference in people's lives. So if this radio has touched you and it's made you a better fisher of men and women, we ask you to call now and give your support to 614-459-4820. But first, before we begin that, we have our beautiful angel, Michelle.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Joining us. Please Welcome. Give us an update, Michelle.
Clapping. Yes, I just want to give a quick update and thank our current sustaining members and all those who support the station. We really couldn't be on air without of our gifts and donations from all of our donors. So thank you all. I want to give two shout outs. First to Vicky from Gahanna for her bronze sustaining monthly gift.
Wow, awesome.
And she loves St. Gabriel Radio because it helps spread the word of God and it increases her own faith. So that's awesome.
Thank you, Vicky. Uh-huh.
And second, we have Landa from Grainville. She goes to St. John the Baptist, and we want to thank her for her gift. And she loves the Positive Knowledge AM 820 sends to its listeners. So thank you so much for that donation.
Thank you, Landa. Appreciate it.
And I just want to encourage anyone listening to call in or email to give a donation, whether it's small or big. Anything helps. So thank you all who are donating and listening right now. You can call 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820 if you would like to give a gift.
Awesome. And, you know, we do have our goals this hour, and we're halfway through the hour, a little bit more than halfway through the hour, and we would like to hit six sustaining members, and we are shy right now. So we need the phones to be ringing. We know you're out there. You're on your lunch break. You're rushing from one place to the next, but your phone call or going online at stgabrielradio.com does make a difference. You know what? I love seeing you across the way, Michelle, my young angel, Michelle. Not that we're not young, Michelle, right. But you know what? And I'd love to see your zeal. You can just tell you're on fire for our faith. And I'd love to hear, like, what do you love about Catholic radio? What's programming talks to you, or how are you introduced to it?
Yeah, well, I actually just recently moved to Columbus, and I'm a youth minister at St. Joan of Arc in Powell.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, so
tonight's the big kickoff.
Yeah, we have our kickoff
school.
Tonight. If
anyone,
middle school, yeah, middle school youth group is tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 for any middle schoolers at the parish. All you need is your permission form. But
my
yeah,
son's coming.
Awesome.
Yes.
So yeah, and I love theology. I love empowering people to know more about their faith, and I think Catholic radio does that. So
it certainly does. You know, I just feel the theme of the youth coming by. I feel like there's such hope and such fervor to feed our children because they are so hungry for something. It's so hard to keep them out of this world, but our faith will keep them grounded. Make it, you know, know, teach them why you go to Mass, because the graces that come from us, the practice, the sacraments of reconciliation and confirmation, to prepare for that.
Well, you know what? If we need a good kick, and then you know what? Deacon Burke Sievers is going to talk to us right now about how we can step it up and teach our youth and be the leaders of our family.
Sounds great. Enjoy.
If you were dying, you're on your deathbed, and your son is standing before you, what would your last words be to him? Hopefully not, "I love you, son," because you shouldn't be waiting till you're almost dead to tell your children you love them. You should be telling them that every day. King David, the greatest king in the history of Israel, was in this same situation. In 1 Kings chapter 2, David is on his deathbed. When David's time to die drew near, he charged Solomon, his son, saying, "I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man." So here's David dying. His son is standing before him. He's telling his son, "Son, you have to be a man." But he just doesn't tell him that he must be a man. He goes on to explain how he does it. "Be strong and show yourself a man, and keep charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, his testimonies, as it is written in the book of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do." Son, if you want to be successful as a king, if you want to be successful as a man, if you want to be successful as a leader, you have to follow the ways of the Lord and not the thinking of this world. You have to think and act like a man of God. But he doesn't even stop there. He goes on to say, "If your sons take heed of their way and walk before me, before the Lord, in faithfulness with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you a man on the throne of Israel." Son, I am not going to live to see my grandchildren. This message is not just for you, but it's for your sons and their sons and their sons. That if you follow in the ways of the Lord, you will not fail. The problem is today, we have too many men that are failing. Failing our families, failing the church, and failing this culture. We have to take back and step into the breach, as David taught his son Solomon to do. Paul tells in the book of Romans, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so you may know what is God's will, what is good and pleasing and perfect before God." David teaches his son that in order to step into the breach, you have to be a disciple. What is a disciple? A disciple is someone who hears, accepts, and puts into practice in their life every day the teachings of Jesus Christ and the church that he founded. That is a true disciple. And as men of God, it's not good enough just to be a disciple. Jesus goes on to say, if you are to truly be my disciple, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Follow me. Take up our cross and follow. So when we step into the breach, we don't step into the breach alone. We step into it with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow, was that powerful or what?
It's awesome.
So he tells us to be true disciples. And how do we do that? We do that by arming ourselves with knowledge, right? And you get knowledge by tuning into stgabrielradio.com. Then you have your toolbox so that you can go out and preach and be a better disciple for Christ.
Using words if you have to.
Right. Sometimes you might need to use words, right? Or sometimes you might have to dial a phone number to support 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. You can make your pledge. We need your money to keep this type of programming strong and on the air. And I do want to say thank you so much to St. Gabriel for keeping all of the past conference. I'm in on the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference, and they keep all of our talks in the special features program in the archives on stgabrielradio.com. And if you want to hear the entire talk of Deacon Burke Sievers, who was at the men's conference last year, thanks be to God, they're still saving that for us so we can go back and tune into that at any time. It takes money to keep a server going.
Absolutely. So call us now to support us, 614-459-4820. Father, what speaks to you from that clip? I mean, it's so powerful and it's filled with so many pearls again. What is sitting on your heart to share?
I think it means to, when he said, you know, made reference to put on Christ and to, you know, each day to be conscious of the presence of God in our lives. How do we incorporate that into our thoughts, words, and deeds? And I think with the Holy Spirit, God can do great things within us. So I think that was kind of my own particular tape of that particular tape. And I think it's a way that we kind of reach out and what we say, evangelize today. That seems to be the term, you know, and to make God present to the people and the world around us.
Beautifully stated. And, you know, it's tough, you know, as a practicing Catholic, and it's practicing, you do the best you can. Mm-hmm. Every day is another gift. As he said, you know, to be a disciple, you have to hear, accept, and put it into practice every day. Mm-hmm. And it does take work. It's like exercise every single day. You have to work at it, and you might fail. But God is so merciful, and you just get right back up because you know the graces that come and the strength that can come from practicing our sacraments.
I think the times we so-called fail is God's way of saying, I'm going to keep you humble.
You know mm-hmm. what?
You know, so you don't get a big head.
I love that. And that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And see how, like right here, I'm so fortunate that I'm in the studio talking across from Father Bill and Michelle. But every day when I'm in the car, I feel like I'm having one-on-one conversations with Father Ricardo or whoever is on the programming. And that's if that's what it does for you, if you really feel like you're at the table here with us and you feel like we're talking to you and you want to continue to hear the amazing programming here that helps you grow in your great Catholic faith, call us now, 614-459-4820. You know, how do we inspire your parishioners? How do you inspire them to just to become a disciple on a day-to-day basis when the world tells us otherwise?
I think the main focal point is Sunday Mass, you know. And once again, I feel sorry for those who don't come because they're missing the opportunity of having God speak to them mm-hmm. in His Word, the homily. And I think that is a great challenge to all priests, preachers, and deacons, that we are relevant. What we say to people, that our homilies are well-crafted. You know, take your thoughts from the readings itself. And then ultimately, you know, receiving Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, you know. We become part of Jesus, you know, because we take Jesus into our being. He doesn't become part of us. We become part of Him. You know, and that's a, you know, a great determination at that time that we vow that throughout this coming week, as we, you know, enter into the heart of Jesus, that may be shown and our actions may show that we certainly do practice what we preach.
Isn't that the truth? And, you know, even if you've fallen away, even if you're listening right now and you're a fallen away Catholic and haven't practiced the sacraments in a while, you can always come back. And I had such an encounter with the Sacrament of Reconciliation probably about 10 years ago, and I knew God was real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to confession before, but this time I really surrendered, and I put it all out there, and I knew that what God's grace meant. I knew what God's mercy meant. So I'm putting a challenge out there for everyone who's listening who maybe hasn't practiced the sacraments, specifically confirmation or reconciliation, penance. Come and practice it. You can call your parish priest. They will meet with you at any time. And on that note, we need to pray for our priest. You guys, mm-hmm. thank you for your yes. Thank you for keeping our faith alive, for being our leaders. Father Matthew Morris, who is here and will be in the studio in about, I think, 30 minutes, he once said at a homily, he can't do it alone. We need the folks in the back of the pews, and everywhere else to be a part of it. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's all the priests, you guys do as much as you can, but you can't one-on-one invite people every single day to Mass. So it's up to us, the listeners here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, to help our priests who are doing
such... Well, you know, St. Paul says we are the mystical body of Christ, you know, and we all have all like a regular human body. There are different parts with different functions, and that's how true of all baptized Christians, you know. Mm-hmm. We're part of the one body, but yet we are each differently with different gifts, and to use those gifts for the well-being and the upbringing and the establishment of the kingdom of God in our community, in the midst, in our families. We got to start there.
Okay. Absolutely. You know, you mentioned something about different gifts, and that's what Catholic Radio does too. Maybe not everyone likes the delivery of Father Ricardo. Maybe he's too much, too full of energy. Like myself right now, people would be like, wow, it's a little bit too much. But the programming on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. We have the devotions, the rosary at 9:30 at night, which, oh, it just brings such peace at the end of the day. We have the Divine Mercy Hour
at
3 o'clock.
So powerful.
You know, we have the news in the morning from EWTN. So there is so much for everyone out there. All the scheduling is all online, but really there's something for everyone. Like you said, God gives each of us gifts, and we all learn in different ways, and we all are hungry for different types of programming. So you will not be disappointed by tuning in, sharing it with your friends. We can really help continue to grow our Catholic faith, which is our key to eternity. So call us now, 614-459-4820, and we are joined again with our angel.
Yay. Yeah, so I just have a few updates here. First is from Carrie and Chris from St. Joan of Arc in Columbus. There's a lot of St. Joan of Arc people here today.
Feel the power.
And her gift is very generous. It's in honor of her children. And she loves...
Oh, we get an extra $100. Thank you.
What she loves about St. Gabriel is that the free rosaries that you can pick up. And I didn't know that. So if you need a rosary, come by and get one. So thank you so much, Carrie and Chris from St. Joan of Arc. And then we have a gift from Phil. And I don't know Phil, but I am told that he's a wonderful man of God and a joy to know. And I was told to say, persevere, Phil. So
that's awesome.
So thank you so much, Phil, from Columbus.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah. And so if you would like to continue to listen and give, we would obviously welcome that. You can call in at 614-459-4820.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Or online, stgabrielradio.com. You know, again, no gift is too small. Sustaining memberships really are the bread and butter for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And that's just $20 or more per month. I'm a sustaining member. And it just really, like, even like the bumper magnets, does it make you a better Catholic? No. But does it make you a better driver sometimes? Yes. But you are helping share the word out there. So really, same way you do your morning offering, Father Bill, and it's such a simple gift and a prayer to make every single day. My bumper sticker magnet is almost like my morning offering as well too. You know, I know that Christ is with me. I'm not going to cut off that person driving down Henderson Road to get here because I'm running late or whatever it may be. So you know what? I challenge everyone listening. A one-time donation is awesome, but I'm going to challenge you all right now to call in 614-459-4820 and become a sustaining member, because it's folks like you, our listeners like you, that really keep the airways live.
And Jody, this listening to AM 820 and getting the knowledge and the full love of our faith, I mean, there's been many programs that actually talk about what happens in the Mass. And you go from a sitting in the pew, checking off the box Catholic, to we get to go to Mass. It's a privilege, it's an honor, it's a source and summit of our faith. We can't wait to receive Jesus, not I have to go to Mass this weekend because I'll go to hell. I was told growing up, I'll go to hell if I don't go to Mass. So once you realize, but you get that great understanding through the hunger that you get from learning more, tuning into the station, listening to programming, understanding more about your faith, so you can become a true disciple of Christ. And then the Mass takes on a whole different meaning.
Yeah, I get a little defensive sometimes when people are like, oh, I got nothing from the homily, or, oh my gosh, the music. And yeah, people are fed again in different ways. But if you, like you said, Michelle, if you understand the Mass and the gift of the Eucharist, I mean, the line should be out the door trying to get a seat in that pew. I'm currently, and I'm sure you know you are as well, Michelle, but a Eucharistic minister, and to share that with our priest and our deacons, to be able to give Jesus to the folks. Oh, I mean, there's really, it's a high point of my weekend. It's such a gift.
Say a little prayer for everyone that comes up. It's just such an honor.
I mean, you're giving Jesus to your fellow parishioners. It's such a gift. So I just want everyone... Go ahead, Father.
No, as you were saying, I got nothing out of the Mass. And you know, a lot has to do with what our attitude is as we enter those church doors. And I think that's where the challenge also lies with the priest/deacon homilies, that they do have a good homily, well-prepared and well-delivered. But the other thing is we forget... Even though we do not get a real high every time we leave church, that is a commandment of God to to worship me on the Sabbath, and for us Catholic Christians, it's on Sunday, and it's Sunday Mass. And I think that's important, that even though you may not get anything out of it, God still commands that we're there, and he will supply the rest.
And he'll bring you the graces, and then you start to hunger for it more. I mean, then even just challenge yourself, go to morning Mass once a week. You know, it's a different form. It's a different delivery. That might not be the prompt and circumstance for the music, but the intimacy and sitting time in quiet and adoration.
It's
I feel like that's it. I feel like I've grown so much in my time that I spend in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I think I learned about that here on AM 820. And I forget how I even became a first time listener, but I do remember that Michelle was on the air being, I think, the angel. This is probably 8 years ago. And I called in to make my first donation and I gave it to Michelle. And here I am now across from her. So it's just so funny how things work. But you know what? It takes that first time to call. And really, me calling in to donate, let's say 8-10 years ago, I can't remember how long it was. Here I am now. I'm one of the strongest supporters of this station. So really, graces will come from your generosity. So call us now, 614-459-4820. We are coming to the end of the hour, and we want the phones to be ringing because we want to hit our goals. We would love a few more sustaining members, $20 or more per month. Another leadership gift of $1,000. Your money will be put to great use here. Amazing stewards of your financial support. Every gift that is made in honor of family, spouses, or youth, an extra $100 will be made. So really, money's just hanging out there. We need the phones to be ringing. Get online.
Or people stop in. I smell some really good food outside of the studio here, and I have... I don't know. If you're driving along Henderson Road, stop on in and say hello. Show your support for the men's and women's Catholic conferences that we're involved with. And
absolutely,
drop off some money for us.
You know what? We hear the phones ringing. We appreciate it. We are so grateful. At the top of the hour, we are going to be listening to a clip from Dan Demite and Patrick Rice. These two have such a gift. They are in a new programming called Encounter. And it's the first local programming that will be broadcast live now on EWTN. Across the world. So, yes, I mean, great amazing. Things are happening here at St. Gabriel Radio. We are literally becoming, they help become fishers of men, and they are sharing the love and the zeal of the Lord with others.
They are on fire.
And I think you have attended one of their...
Oh, I took the summer intensive class with them. It was amazing.
And I know it's growing. And that's, again, in January at the Church of the Resurrection, there's going to be an awesome weekend program with Father John Ricardo, Father Matthias Thielen. Healings are being taken place, and people are just falling more in love with our sacraments, with the devotions of our faith.
Right. And they talked about the renewal of the mind, which is exactly what both priests that we listened to, the clips, or one's a deacon, but the two clips we heard this hour talked about the renewal of the mind. And that was what the encounter was talking about. We have to think like Christ.
Absolutely.
Not like a mere man.
And Father Bill, it's been a true pleasure to spend this hour with you. We would love to see if you could close in prayer.
Sure. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for this hour of sharing. May it be used for your honor and glory and to evangelize your people. Continue to do the good work of this radio station, that it may preach the good news of your Son Jesus, and that the world may be renewed and be on fire with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for those who have staffed this hour, Jody and Michelle, and I think David. And me, of course, your friendly host, and continue to bless us and make us holy. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Do you want to give a shout out for the phone number one last time, Father Bill?
Oh, yes. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love what God is doing right now. He's uniting the church. He's uniting the body of Christ. And one of the big stumbling blocks that we found as we're pursuing unity with our brothers and sisters is that, like Mary, this like devotion, this honor that we have to Our Lady, it almost comes off as a competition between Mary and Jesus, or Mary and the Holy Spirit. Like, why do we need Mary? What's her role? And I just want to say right now, I know we have a lot of non-Catholic listeners on our show, but I just want to be very clear. Mary is not in competition with Holy Spirit. They're not in competition at all. In fact, Mary helps us to a greater union with Holy Spirit. And I want to start off by answering your question, Dan, by with a quote from Pope John Paul II, okay? And he said this. He said, "In the church and for the church, mindful of Jesus' promise, Mary waits for Pentecost and implores a multiplicity of gifts for everyone in accordance with each one's personality and mission. In every age, Mary's powerful intercession obtains for the church an ever-fresh outpouring of the enlightening and strengthening gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
End quote. So really quick, we have to remember that when Jesus, before he ascended, he said, go and wait. Wait and pray. And what do? They waited and they prayed in the upper room. And who was there? It was all the apostles and Mary together in that place. And we almost forget that when we're praying for outpouring of the Holy Spirit, there's that wait and pray. And what did she do? She waited and she prayed.